Hi there. Today, let's look at English pronunciation challenges, in particular, consonant clusters and focusing on the double C. In a recent poll that we did on Spotify, you told us that you would like more speaking and pronunciation practice. We haven't really done much of this recently, but we do offer our consonant pronunciation course for those who really want to perfect their English and ensure their pronunciation is as close as possible to native English speakers. You'll find this course on our website, adeptenglish.com. How about today I give you a taste of the type of lessons you'll find in the consonant pronunciation course? And I'll be giving you a really useful tip about pronunciation, always worthwhile. You build your English language knowledge piece by piece, often without realizing it. But today let's fill in a piece that's learnable, knowable, and which you may not know already. This podcast will help you identify a pronunciation problem, give you a rule to follow, an exception to the rule, and why. And if you stick around until the end of the podcast, I'll give you some practice at this difficult pronunciation. Hello, I'm Hilary, and you're listening to Adept English. We will help you to speak English fluently. All you have to do is listen. So start listening now and find out how it works. So an example of difficult English pronunciation is what I call consonant clusters. The word cluster, C-L-U-S-T-E-R, means a group of things all stuck together. So the pronunciation difficulty I'm talking about, lots of consonants all together in a word. Both the English and the German language seem to love a consonant cluster. Just take the surname Schwarzkopf for an experience of Germanic consonant clusters. So hard work to pronounce and may need a bit of practice. Examples of long consonant cluster words in English would be things like lengthwise, birthplace, backstroke, offspring. These are problematic because there are a number of consonants clustered together in the middle of the word, like the CKSTR in the middle of backstroke. Backstroke is a swimming style where you swim on your back, by the way. Words like backstroke, with lots of consonants in the middle, are usually compound, meaning they're two words joined together. Another place where you'll find consonant clusters, British place names. Particularly difficult. Try these: Bournemouth, Knightsbridge, Pocklington, Carlton Colville, Nantwich, Ilfracombe, Lechlade. And these are just some random British place names, but full of consonant clusters. So let's focus in today on one of the shorter consonant clusters that sometimes present difficulties. That's the double C. Let's try an experiment. Think about the word which is spelt S-U-C-C-E-E-D. How would you pronounce the double C in that word? Got your answer? Great. It's succeed. So the first C is hard, like in cat, and the second is soft, like in scent, C-E-N-T. One of the quirks of English pronunciation. But the pronunciation of double C is different in different words. Of course it is, you say. If you're familiar with English pronunciation, you'll know it's inconsistent, and that's the problem. But let's try and make sense of this. So some examples of double C pronunciation: succeed or accept, A-C-C-E-P-T. So again here, that first C is hard, ack, and the second C is soft, accept. So we say accept. It's almost as though it should be spelt A-C-K-S-E-P-T. That would be easier, wouldn't it? More words like this: access, eccentric, accident, vaccine. And of course, if it's pronounced accept, then it's the same in all other forms of the word, like accepted and acceptance. Or with success, it's also succeed and successful, and accident and accidental, vaccine and vaccinate. But Mysteriously for other words with double C, it's pronounced as a hard C like these. Accurate, hiccup, accompany, occur, occasion, according to, bank account, tobacco, occupy, accuse, raccoon and broccoli. There is a rule here. Can you work it out? Giving you a few seconds, or you can pause the podcast if you want more time. Okay, the answer. If the double C is followed by letters E or I, then usually you've got a KS sound. Vaccine, succeed, eccentric, accident. And if the double C is followed by an A, an O or a U, then it's more likely to be a hard sound like a K. Broccoli, hiccup, tobacco, occur. This is worth knowing. It means that you've a better chance of pronouncing correctly English words with double C that you haven't met before, or of being able to relate the spoken word to the written word when you hear them. And in English, there are always curved balls. This is an English idiom to mean things you just don't expect that come at you like a clever corner kick in football. So there are words like cappuccino, C-A-P-P-U-C-C-I-N-O. So why is this double C pronounced as a ch sound? Well, because it comes from Italian. Cappuccino, focaccia, fettuccine are examples of Italian words in English with a double C and hence that different pronunciation because of the origin. Now, the listen and learn method of learning English means that you've probably heard words like accept or success enough times just to know how to say it automatically with a KS. They're very common. And you've perhaps heard words like tobacco and account enough times to know that these words are pronounced with a hard K sound. But the beauty of knowing this rule is that it gives you a better chance of pronouncing correctly English words that you've never seen before, that you don't know, that have double C. It's an area of English that's predictable if you know this rule. So yes, the listen and learn method is still the best for fluency in spoken English, but the free dictionary lists 12,602 words in English that contain a double C in their spelling. So knowing this rule will help you out with the pronunciation of many of those words that you don't yet know. Nothing wrong with having more than one method of learning. Okay, so if that's today's lesson on pronunciation, let's do some speaking practice on this. Here are some sentences which use words with a double C. It's not important that these sentences make a lot of sense. I've put them together specifically to give you practice. Look at the transcript first to see if you can predict which pronunciation it is, and have a practice saying the sentence yourself before you listen to me say it. When I've said each one, and I'll repeat them twice, I'll leave a gap for you to repeat it. This way your brain can make use of the listen and learn method too, to help you remember which way to pronounce these words. Here goes, practice on the correct pronunciation of words with double C in them. Number one, let's celebrate our success with a cappuccino on this wonderful occasion. Leaving a gap for you to repeat that. Let's celebrate our success with a cappuccino on this wonderful occasion. Number two, I'm accompanying you for your vaccine because you're eccentric and there's no accounting for your behaviour. I'm accompanying you for your vaccine because you're eccentric and there's no accounting for your behaviour. Number three, I need access to your garden so I can smoke my tobacco and look at your yucca plants and your succulents. I need access to your garden so I can smoke tobacco and look at your yucca plant and your succulents. Number four, it occurs to me that your accent is from Morocco. It occurs to me that your accent is from Morocco. Number 5. Please accept my apology for serving broccoli with your focaccia. I've been so occupied with the inaccurate figures in my accounts that I've not gone shopping. I'll break that one down. Please accept my apology for serving broccoli with your focaccia. I've been so occupied with the inaccurate figures in my accounts that I've not gone shopping. Number 6. Your aunt has impeccable manners, is very accomplished and successful at her job. Your aunt has impeccable manners, is very accomplished and successful at her job. Number 7. After the accident, my car's accelerator seems to be stuck and my car engine has hiccups. After the accident, my car's accelerator seems to be stuck and my car engine has hiccups. How did you get on with that? I hope you found it helpful, and it might need a bit of practice. It'll get better if you practice several times. Don't forget, the Adept English Pronunciation course is waiting for you on our website at adeptenglish.com. Let us know how you found this lesson. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. Thank you so much for listening. Please help me tell others about this podcast by reviewing or rating it. And please share it on social media. You can find more listening lessons and a free English course at adeptenglish.com.